The Torah in Parshas Lech Lecha teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avram Avinu, V'hemen b'Hashem, Avram Avinu believed in Hashem, v'yechshve lo tzedaka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that an act of tzedaka, an act of charity, an act of righteousness. And the question is twofold. Is now the first time that we find that Avram Avinu was a mammon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Pasuk at this point has the need to make the declaration for him and Hashem? And furthermore, what is Amunah Hashem? Why is Amunah Hashem considered an act of tzedakah? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, L'hagib ha-boiker chazdecha v'amunoscha b'laylos. We have times in our life where it's l'hagib ha-boiker chazdecha, when we see the chazdei Hashem like clear like the daylight. Nobody has any question. Baruch Hashem, we are the recipients in an open way of the chazdei Hashem. But there are times in life, the life is b'laylos, the life is dark. But it is our responsibility, the menoscha b'laylos, that even when things look bleak, and even when things are difficult, the menoscha, to have emuna and bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, as the Pasuk tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yoytze oysay achutza, took Avram Avinu outdoors. V'yoyman, he says to him, habeitno shemaimo usfar kechovim, look up to the sky and count the stars. Avram Avinu was at a point of balela, it was dark. It was a time of darkness, a time of the night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, ko yezaracha, specifically at the time when it seems bleak, when it seems dark, that's when Klal Yisrael has the greatest success. As the Pasuk says, Kashiyam, Kashiyanu Oysoi, as they troubled us, as they caused us aggravation, Ken Yirbeva, Ken Yifritz, that's when we multiply. And that's what happened in this Pasuk. Avram Avinu saw darkness, but that didn't deter him from his Amunah Hashem. And that's why specifically at this point does the Pasuk say, V'hemen b'Hashem. But it goes a step further. Tzedakah, by definition, is only possible to be fulfilled. Charity is only possible to be fulfilled from something that we have. Something that you don't have, you can't give away. The Mefarshim explain that Avram Avinu taught his children that we are supposed to have emunah. He put it into our DNA that we have emunah. And that was something that he gave to us for all future generations. V'hemen b'Hashem v'yechshveh lo tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the emunah that Avram Avinu inculcated into Klal Yisrael. That Avram Avinu, even though he came from a family that were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he overcame that to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only did he overcome that to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he created it in such a serious fashion that we, the future generations, live off that emunah. And that's why V'yechshveh lo tzedakah, he gave us tzedakah. But perhaps it goes a little further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Masechta Sota, Daf Yudal Amar Aleph, teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many attributes. And it's our obligation, as the Gemara says, Hadbeik b'midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow those attributes. Mahu Racham, Af Atarachem, Mahu Chanon, Af Atachanon, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate and merciful, so should we be. But there's one attribute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have. And that's the attribute of Emuna. You could believe in someone else, but to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol believe in himself? But Avram Avinu, who lived through 10 Nishoinis and passed them all with flying colors, what is the common theme of all of those Nishoinis? The common theme of those Nishoinis is that Avram Avinu did what he was supposed to do because he had Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Amunah caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Amunah in us. Vehemen Ba'Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the tremendous Amunah that Avram Avinu had, it caused that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Amunah in Klal Yisrael. Vehemen Ba'Hashem, Avram Avinu created a world of Amunah. And by Avram Avinu creating a world of Amunah, it gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol, the strength to know that he has a nation in the world that believes in him under all circumstances. That was a tztaka. It wasn't just a tztaka that Avram Avinu did for us, all the future generations, but it was a tztaka that Avram Avinu did kavyochol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now could feel that he has people that believe in him in all circumstances. And there's a pasuk in our Haftarah parashas Lech Lecha. The pasuk says, Yirotzu v'lo yigol, yelchu v'lo yofu. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not tire out. And the question is, if Yirotzu v'lo yigol, if they run and won't get tired out, certainly walking won't tire them out. What is the pasuk teach us that Yirotzu v'lo yigol, yelchu v'lo yofu? So I saw that the Sefer Megid Yosef explains. There are times in life that people face challenges. Challenges in their Amunah, challenges in their Avodas Hashem. But we have the ability to shine and succeed. But that isn't the only time we need to succeed. To succeed in special moments that we overcome the shyness is fantastic and most admirable. But Amunah is not just for those moments. A moment, and Amunah is for every moment of life. Yirotzu v'lo yigol, there are times we have to run, there are times we have to exert ourselves. And we show v'lo yigol, we don't get tired, we do our avodas Hashem. But the pasuk says that is not enough. Yelchu, the times we just have to work, the times that we have to live our lives, the day-to-day lives, but bring the Amunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even to the day-to-day part of our lives. That's a constant, and that might be more difficult. And that's why, he explains, we say by every bris milah, k'shem shenichnas the bris, ken yikonis l'tayru l'chupa l'masim toivim. A child enters a bris, it's a tremendous moment of avodas Hashem, but it takes one moment. A life of Torah, a life of chuppah, the way you live your family life, a life of ma'asim tovim, is forever and is constant. And we tell this Jewish child, just like you showed Amunah in this difficult moment, you have to show Amunah in every moment of your life. And he quotes an incredible story from a sefer, Evan Yecheskel, where he says there were a group of individuals during the Holocaust and Simchas Torah, where they were in a concentration camp, young boys, 15, 16-year-old boys, and the Germans, Yimach Shemam, did not even allow them to go into their barracks. They were standing outside in the bitter cold. And then they realized and remembered that today was Simchas Torah. And they just began to dance. And all of the trouble, their life being in danger, were forgotten to them, and they were just singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashreinu, Matoiv Chalkeinu, Manoim Garaleinu, how fortunate are we to be Jews, V'ta'al Libeinu, Lov Decha Be'emes, songs of Amunah, songs of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Nazis saw them, they immediately dispersed them. That wasn't what they were looking. The Jewish men should be singing and dancing in the bitter cold on Simchas Torah. But he writes in that sefer, these individuals who showed such tremendous mesiras nefesh, these individuals who showed such tremendous dveikus in connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not all of them remained religious their entire lives. And he explains, because it's easier sometimes to have a moment of greatness and a moment of amuna than to have a lifetime of amuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, v'hem in b'Hashem, Avraham Avinu showed us that amuna is a constant through all the nesiyonos and throughout life. Amuna is what is required of a Jew. And when a Jew lives that way, v'yachshaveh lo yitztakeh.